Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Linda Buckley and Robin Robbins. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yes, thanks for being here. Linda, I know a lot of people out there do know you, but would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Okay. So Linda Buckley, longtime Juno resident, former music teacher, anthropology at the high school, and I was a librarian for a moment in Heidelberg. But I've been retired for a long time, and I've been writing mostly poetry, but I'm launching a children's book.
That's great. We're going to talk all about it. And you've invited your illustrator to join us. That's Robin Robbins. Robin, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, I am from Seattle, and I taught elementary school for about 40 years, including time in the Peace Corps. I've always drawn pictures and painted, and I feel very proud to be a part of this project.
I have a copy of the book right here in my hands. It's brand new and lovely. The pictures are great. Your style, Robin, is it's just beautiful. Do you do watercolors?
Yes.
That's what it looks like. And have you ever illustrated a book before?
I've illustrated education materials, but I've never specifically illustrated a children's book.
Robin, Linda, have you ever written a children's book before?
No.
This is your first. Well, let's talk about the book. Tell me what it's called.
So The Bear in the Blueberry. You know, it's kind of, I think about that book, The Salmon in the Trees. Mm. You know, so it's the idea that everything is in everything. And the sun is in the blueberry, the rain, the earth, and eventually the bear scat goes into the, nourishes the bush. And when the bears come out of hibernation and eat the blueberries, then it's, can you see the bear is also in the blueberry? And it was inspired by a Zen teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, who I heard him give a lecture about 15 years ago where he held up a piece of paper and said, can you see the logger in the paper? And I kept looking for a picture of a logger. And then he said, can you see the sun is in the paper, the rain, the forest? Everything is in the piece of paper. And that's when I thought, then the bear must be in the blueberry.
Yeah, I think that's it's a lovely sentiment. I like the basis in ecology. And it's just a great little book. And I'm sure the kiddos are going to love it. Have you done a test run with your target audience yet?
Well, my grandsons, yeah. They have two little pieces of art in the back, so they're excited. There's a section called Bear Facts, and so Elias did the picture for the Bear Facts. And those are Katrina Wolford at the bookstore at the State Museum. She suggested that some science in the back would be really a neat thing to add. So I put those Bear Facts, and, you know, most people don't really know why they dig up skunk cabbage first, and I was surprised to find out that they have a gap between their incisors and their molars, all black bears, because they strip the blueberries off the branch, and so they've adapted, and their skulls reflect that.
Interesting.
So there's, and then are there bears in the sky? It's about the constellations that form the Big Dipper, as in the Bear Facts. And then my other grandson, Luke, did the bear paw in the end, and it sort of walks you through to the Bear Facts. And I tested it in Tanaki with a bunch of little kids. And I said, why do you think they go with the skunk cabbage first? And this little boy, Ray, said, well, because there's no salmon yet and there's no berries. And I said, that's a really great answer, but actually they haven't pooped all winter and the skunk cabbage helps with that. Which is actually why they dig up skunk cabbage.
And scat is discussed in the book.
Yes.
And so I think that's an important part of it. And
Robin really figured out how to draw bear scat with undigested blueberries.
Well, it's beautiful with the blueberries in it.
Right.
Yeah, and kids love poop.
We both spent a lot of time with little kids, yeah. So
I like it too. And there's even a recipe for blueberry pancakes,
right,
which is a very nice touch.
Yes, it's been fun.
Robin, did you have a picture, maybe apart from the scat, that was your particular favorite to work on?
I like the paintings with the bear cubs, with the parent. And it's a lot of fun to do a bear cub because they're just like little piggies. They're very, you know, plump and, yeah, personable looking.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute. How did you two find each other?
We have a mutual friend in Seattle, and Robin's husband is a first chair French horn player in the symphony. So we would go to the symphony with Robin, and she said, well, we both travel and we should be Facebook friends. And when I looked at her Facebook page, it was all these watercolors from all over the world, and they were just so beautiful. I just called her randomly in September and said, do you want to do a children's book? And she said, what's it about? And I said, bears and blueberries. And she said, isn't a bear a black blob on a piece of paper? And as you can see from the book, that she figured out how to paint beautiful bears, and they're not a black blob at all.
Not at all. And the pictures are very dynamic and very and realistic and just and the blueberries are beautiful too.
Yeah.
I like the colors of everything there. So this first Friday, this book will be released and available for purchase, and that's happening at the store at the APK, the State Library Archive and Museum, this first Friday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. Tell me a little bit about how that's going to go.
Well, I have a little crew baking blueberry muffins and blueberry pancakes.
Because snacks are a very important part of all the first Friday festivities.
And bear cookies, you know, in the shape of a bear. So we're going to have the table set up with the bear treats, and then Robin and I will be signing copies, and then Katrina will be selling the books in the bookstore. And I also want to give a shout out to Sue Kraft, who did the layout for this book. It's a really huge part of, you can get all the pictures and all the text, but if you don't have someone who knows how to lay it out, and she picked the font, and, you know, she put that bear on the cover inside the blueberry. You know, she really knew her way around. And she did a lot of Rie Mignot's books, so she's a watercolor artist who used to live in Juneau and lives in Burien. So I was very lucky to find her. You know, it takes a village. You know, Art Such did the scanning, and I mean, it was a really big learning curve to put a book together. And then Friesen's Press, who I found through Mark Kelly, they're Sustainable Press in Manitoba, and they printed it, and they just do beautiful work. So
it's a hardback too, which I like. I think that's probably good for children.
Yes, that can take a lot of abuse and stuff.
Robin, anything to add about this Friday's book signing?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
it's going to be fun to meet the public and to speak to us, and I love the setting.
Yes,
I love
she went
that
to the museum.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, big treat to go there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Since I work right next door, I'm over there a lot. Mm-hmm. Any excuse I can find to wander in there.
And there's a lot going on in the atrium that night. I think there's other receptions and lectures, so it'll be a lot of people.
All right, we'll put that one on your stop if you're going out for First Friday festivities. Mm-hmm. Linda, why did you write this book? What made you want to create a children's book?
Well, so I worked with kids, and you know, I'm a grandma, and I had this book laying around, but I'm in this poetry group that meets every other week here, and I've been writing a lot of poetry. I'm a songwriter, so I'm a music person predominantly. But anyway, I was writing a memoir, and it was quite emotional about, you know, an event that happened in my life when I was quite young. And I have an editor who's been working with me for about 5 years on that memoir, and I just hit a wall. It was just too painful, and I just dug out the children's book, and I thought, this is fun, and it's not emotionally charged. And so I have like two or three children's books, you know, that are in boxes, you know, ready to find the perfect illustrator, which I have now located. So,
Robin, do you think you'll illustrate more books?
Oh, I would be very open to that.
That's
I think the bear book is like a perfect marriage of your history in Alaska, you know, and your information, your understanding of the environment and animals. I think it all comes together with this project.
Yeah, it was fun to work on it. You know, the next book's about a robin, and her name is Robin Ruff. So I said, I know how your bears turned out. How are your birds?
Well, I was just in Ireland, and you wrote and said, are you painting birds? Why haven't I seen bird paintings? And I said, well, they ate them all during the famine. Oh. Because I didn't have time to paint birds with all the castles.
Artistic license. You paint what you want. Well, Robin and Linda, thanks so much for being here today. Best of luck with your book signing on Friday. I think that this book is charming, and everyone's going to want to check it out. So The Bear in the Blueberry, written by Linda Buckley and illustrated by Robin K. Robbins. Meet them both this first Friday, November 1st at 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the store at the APK. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you,
Shelley. Thanks.